you know, this is where you built that foundation for the season. So, you know, I was anxious to get in here. You know, much deserved. You know, I said all last year, you know, I think he's one of the better safeties, if not the best safety in the league. Anything you ask him to do, you know, he does at a high level. So I definitely think it's much appreciated. I'm happy he's back, you know, and hopefully, you know, we could, you know, put together another good year.
What is different when you walk in the building now? I mean, 2 days in to the new era, what do you notice in terms of that?
I mean, you know, it's still kind of early to tell, but, you know, the overall lay of the land is different. You know, you got to swipe your key card twice now. You know, a little Fort Knox action going on. But, you know, it's kind of too early to tell. You know, we're just in here, you know, knocking the dust off, getting to know one another, you know, getting introduced to the strength and conditioning program. So, you know, that's about where we're at with it right now.
You still got the same signs up, like the do your jobs and all
that? I don't know. Not that I've seen. If they are, they definitely aren't in the same spot. Oh, you know, we spent a lot of time with Coach Mayo. You know, even my first year here, I felt like, you know, he could be a head coach just by how he commanded the room, you know, his attention to detail, how he got the best out of his guys. And, you know, I think one of the greatest qualities, you know, a head coach can have is, you know, his knowledge of the game, how he teaches it. You know, everyone learns differently. So, you know, you have to be good across the board so all players get, you know, conveyed the right information. And he's a leader of men. You know, he knows how to motivate you, get the best out of you. You know, playful guy, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. So, you know, I saw it early, and I'm just happy we didn't lose him, you know, anywhere else.
What's your level of confidence that the team will be more successful this season?
You know, I'm always confident in my guys. You know, but right now it's too early to tell. You know, games are at 1 in April, but you could lose some if you, you know, come in here and you're not, you know, where your feet are. You're just going through the motions. So, you know, right now that's all we're worried about, man. Getting back in shape, getting introduced to the new material, getting to know the new coaches, those guys getting to know us, and, you know, get the ball rolling a little bit.
Does it feel like the slate is clean now, though? Like, have you put last season?
Every year, once your season ends, it's a new slate. You know, no one cares what you did last year, good or bad. You got a new chance to, you know, make a new name. You know, whether it was good or bad, and, you know, you can definitely build off, you know, things that you did last year. But at the end of the day, you got to come out and prove yourself again, each and every year. And that's the beauty of this league.
From a player perspective.
Especially last season, with all that controversy, what was kind of your reaction to
you know,
also seeing that
he doesn't have a job? At the end of the day, it's a business. You know, I'm thankful for Bill. You know, that's a guy I had a lot of, you know, admiration and respect for. He gave me a chance, you know, coming off of ACL when really no one else did. So I will always be forever indebted, you know, to Bill. But at the end of the day, it's a business. You know, Mayo is a great coach. So is Bill, you know, and I don't like to make comparisons because that's a thief of joy. But, you know, what he did worked, you know. It was a dynasty here. And, you know, like all things, you know, change is good. So I'm excited to see what, you know, Mayo and his guys can do, you know, go out there and, you know, play my ass off for him. Absolutely. I don't think he's done yet. If I know him, like, I don't think he's done yet.
When your team has the third overall pick, I mean, how closely are you, like, how much intrigue is there from a player perspective in one direction
they go? Man, I'm just, whoever we get, I know they'll do what's, you know, best for the team. Whatever position it may be, whatever we do with it, whether we stay there, go down, go up, you know, I really don't know. That's the front office job to make those decisions. But, you know, whatever we do, I know it'll be what's best for the team.
Do things feel any different with DeMarcus Covington now leading the defense? And what were your feelings about him now stepping in?
DC had a huge role on defense last year. So, you know, everything you can kind of see how it played out already. But I think it's tremendous. You know, he's a knowledgeable guy. Knows the defense inside and out. You know, he spoke about his journey today, you know, and it's a lot of things that I didn't even know. So, you know, I'm excited for him. You know, he was very instrumental, you know, to my time here. So I'm happy he got the chance. I'm happy I get to play for him. And, you know, keep building on this thing. I'm sorry, I couldn't really. Yeah, I mean, not really, but you know, it's just when you think you know a guy well enough, and then you hear some new information, it's kind of like, oh wow, you know, when you hear their journey and everything it took to get where they are today. You know, players and coaches all have a journey. You know, some harder than others, but as long as you arrive at the right destination, you know, it was all worth it. You know, just where he started from, you know, just the jobs he took, how he met Bill and the opportunity he got when he worked the guy out in front of Bill. Bill called him up for an interview, and, you know, he's been here ever since. So just like that, your life can change. I think he was at either Eastern Illinois University or UT Martin. It was one of those, or Chattanooga. It was one of those three. But, you know, that's crazy. And, you know, the fact that he hasn't looked back since, he's, you know, defensive coordinator in the NFL now, you know, that speaks volume to his journey. I did, yeah. That's the first thing he said. He played a little office. He had a picture of him catching the ball. Well, I don't know if he caught it, actually. It was right there. I don't know, you know. I'm going to have to go ask him about that.
Can you talk about how one of the best qualities about Coach Marino is that using your shoes as a player?
For sure. Absolutely. You know, when a guy knows not only what it takes to get here, but to stay here and be successful, played at the highest level, played in the biggest game, you know, it just gives you a different sense. You know, I feel as though even like when a young guy's come in, a guy who sat in their seats before, you know, they're more inclined to, you know, definitely, you know, listen to what he has to say, even no matter how hard-headed they are. And I think that with his knowledge of actually playing and then learning, you know, under Bill and, you know, with the rest of the coaches, I think it's definitely a good thing. Like a lot of former players, you know, have had success in this league. So, you know, we're going to do our due diligence to, you know, make them look good and, you know, see where this thing goes.
Jim, I've noticed you've laced up your skates a lot this.
It's just something I used to do as a kid. I kind of got away from. And I went to a skating event and I thought I would be pretty good at it, you know, because I'm an athlete. But I wasn't, and it, you know, it kind of gave me a, you know, a new motivation, and it's great cardio. The first time I was out there, I think I made it around like two or three times, sweating, legs burning. But I think it'll probably help me with my balance, center of gravity, you know, core strength, and it's a, you know, good little hobby. I like doing little things to get my mind off of things. Oh, absolutely. I bought them up in Roller World in Saugus. So yeah, they're my car right now.
Players have mentioned how Gerard Mayo kind of breaks the game down from a different perspective than what you typically get from a coach. Can you shine some light on that for us a little bit?
You know, just schematics. You know, since he's out there, he can tell you a little bit more tidbits, what to look for if you take this one thing away. But it's just, you know, as a player, then when you coach, I feel as though, like, they have a different, you know, feel and understanding for the game, because not only were you out there, you tried it your way, you saw what works and what didn't work, and now looking through it from a coach's lens, you know, you can kind of save some guys from kind of making the same mistakes you make, help them play a lot faster, you know, be more instinctual, you know, things like that.
Yep.
You know, for the most part, you know, Deron's been here, and you know he's doing a phenomenal job. You know, he's tailoring it, you know, to his way. But you know, for the most part, you know, we're all comfortable doing it. It's things we've been doing. We know what to expect. You're gonna work if you come here, and you know what you put in is what you get out. So you know, we're definitely excited for it.
Well, Hunter mentioned that this time of year is a good time to reevaluate and reestablish.
I mean, it's always room for improvement. You know, team-wise, obviously, you know, we can win more games. But, you know, when you start to look at it, you know, from the offensive or the defensive side of the ball, it's always places you can improve. You know, missed tackles, more plays on the ball, explosive plays, you know, technique. You know, just your overall adaptability to, you know, in-game situations, you know, your situational awareness, things you might have heard in meetings, came up in the game, and you didn't make the play on it. So just things like that, man. There's always room to improve in this league.
Is there anything in the locker room?
I feel like our locker room is, you know, it's a pretty good locker room. The leadership, you know, from the top to the bottom, the young guys come in ready to work, you know, knowing what to expect, knowing the tradition. And, you know, the guys here do a great job of bringing guys along. You know, even when I was a new guy here, you know, they did a great job bringing me along. And, you know, I'm just returning the favor. You know, I said what I said on it. I don't like it. I don't know how you officiate it. You know, it's a 15-yard penalty. Is it a personal foul? So if someone does it twice, so they get eliminated from the game. You know, I just have a lot of questions about it. Like, what are they looking for? What draws the flag? Because if it's just going to be like how it is when we hit a guy really hard, the optics of it, and you flag it rather than some sort of protocol that they have to, you know, throw the flag. But, you know, we don't know. I'm sure we'll figure it out in preseason. You know, we'll see how that goes, you know, with the new rule changes. That's always an interesting time. I mean, you know, you just gotta adapt. You know, it definitely, you know, as a defender, I've never had to worry about the health of the guy I'm tackling. You know, obviously you don't wanna, you know, lead with the crown of your helmet, but typically if you hit somebody in the strike zone, however you get them down is how you get them down. But like with anything, you know, we have to adapt. You don't wanna hurt the team getting 15-yard penalties. I don't think, me personally, I've had any tackles that might have been a hip drop tackles. I'm more of a kind of wrap and roll kind of guy. But, you know, in certain situations, you know, you got to get the guy on the ground, you got to get him on the ground. And, you know, as long as you do it legally, no grabbing by the horse collar or the face mask, you know. But now this is just another obstacle for us. But, you know, the defensive guys will adapt. I'm just curious to when we're going to start getting some real changes in our favor. You know what I mean? But whatever it is out there.
Jabril,
two final questions.
Jabril, how do you feel about Stephon Diggs leaving the division?
You know, I'm a competitive guy, man. So I love going against who, you know, people think are some of the best players in the league. You know, you definitely want to bring a little extra that day, but you know, it's like a bittersweet moment. I'm not gonna lie and say, you know, I'm not happy, but you know, we still play those guys. You know, they're still AFC, so it's like he isn't really going anywhere. It's just, you know, I gotta see him twice anymore.
Last question.
Yeah. I didn't think he would, you know, I didn't think he was done anyway. So, you know, I think this is his way to kind of stay engaged, but, you know, take the load off of his body, you know, get some more time, you know, with the family, but also still be, you know, be a part of the organization and, you know, doing the thing he loves to do. It said advisor, so you know, whatever that means. I'm sure as long as I get to, you know, bounce some knowledge off of him, see him around the locker room, you know, having Slate in the locker room, you know, he uplifted spirits, always knew what to say. So I'm definitely happy we kept him in the building. Sure.